From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. This morning at 8 a.m., lawmakers gathered in the State House in Boise and gaveled into a special session of the Idaho Legislature. Now, this session was called by Governor Brad Little. He is the only person who can call a special session. And Little said his goal is to cut taxes and boost education funding. Little pulled together a lot of bipartisan support on a bill that will use some of the state's $2 billion surplus to give everyone a one-time tax rebate and to cut in income taxes by more than $150 million. The other half of Governor Little's proposal would put up $410 million into Idaho education. Most of that, $330 million of it, in fact, will go to K-12 education, which is the same amount of money that Reclaim Idaho's voter initiative would put into education. That is, if it passes come November. So if Governor Little's bill passes today, it would effectively nullify the Reclaim Idaho initiative, even if it passes come November. Luke Mayville is the co-founder of Reclaim Idaho. He's been working for months to get the Quality Education Act on the ballot. He is watching what's happening at the State House very closely today. He is joining us right now. Welcome back to the program, Luke.
Thanks so much for having me, Gemma.
So, Luke, when the governor called for the special session, Governor Little said his plan to invest more cash into education was not related to the Reclaim Idaho initiative. So my question to you is this. Do you think it's related to your initiative?
It is unmistakable that the governor's proposal is a direct response to our initiative. The proposal to increase funding for education is the governor's proposal, but it's really not the governor who got us to this point. This is a direct result of countless volunteers all across the state who've worked over the past year to put the Quality Education Act on the ballot and to build support for large-scale investments in education.
So the governor's plan, Luke, would, as you mentioned, put roughly the same amount of new money into K-12 education as your initiative, and that's about $330 million. However, these funding sources are quite different. So for people who may not be aware, how would your Quality Education Act pay for this $330 million?
Well, I want to be clear. We're very positive about the governor's proposal. Overall, after all, mm-hmm. this is $410 million investment in public schools, and it's an ongoing investment that will continue from year to year. So that's a big step forward for Idaho. And importantly, if it passes, it will be a major victory for all the volunteers across the state who've worked to put the Quality Education Act on the ballot. That said, as you've pointed to, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this is our view that the proposal does have some downsides, and one is that when it comes to tax policy, the governor's proposal introduces a flat tax, which in our view clearly overburdens the middle class and gives unneeded tax breaks to large corporations and the wealthy. And in many ways, this is the reverse of what we were aiming to do with the tax provisions in our initiative. Our initiative would have paid for new funding for education by restoring the corporate income tax rate to what it used to be in Idaho, which was 8%, and also by adding a new tax rate just on the amount of income that an individual earns over their first $250,000 a year, or that a married couple earns over their first $500,000 in a year. So overall, we do think that the governor's proposal is a very positive step forward, but one of the downsides is that it would actually make our income tax structure less fair, whereas our initiative would have made it fairer.
Okay. And Luke, let's talk a little bit more about these taxes, because your plan would raise taxes on Idaho's corporations and top income earners, as you mentioned. However, the governor's plan would transfer state sales tax money. So, yes, as you mentioned, we could argue that, well, we're now placing more burden on the middle class. However, if we look out to a broader picture, I mean, is the at least the goal is being met of funding schools.
That's right. And that's ultimately why we're still very positive about this proposal. And, you know, we step back and look at it and see that this is $410 million in yearly ongoing education investments. The sales tax provisions were not particularly concerned about because the governor's proposal does not raise the sales tax. It simply pushes more of the surplus from the sales tax directly into education, which we think is a great thing. The real downside of the governor's proposal is that it creates a flat tax for when you look at the income tax. So it moves the income tax rates, both for individuals and for corporations, down to 5.8%. And that gives pretty significant tax breaks to the wealthiest Idahoans and also to large corporations that really aren't in need of those tax breaks.
Let me reintroduce you, Luke, for folks who are just joining us. We're talking with Luke Mayvell. He is the co-founder of Reclaim Idaho, talking about today's special session of the Idaho legislature and how it may impact his group's voter initiative come November. Because in fact, Luke, if your initiative gets passed by voters in November, your initiative would take effect January 1st. However, if Governor Little's proposal is passed by the legislature, it would go into effect January 3rd, so 2 days later. That will basically wipe out your initiative, correct?
It is certainly designed to do so, and we're still analyzing just what the exact effects will be, but there's no question that the governor and his office have drafted this proposal with the intention of subverting the Quality Education Act. I want to say right away, this is a very strange situation because even as the proposal is clearly a reaction to the Quality Education Act and it's clearly designed to subvert and repeal the Quality Education Act, it's also a huge win for the thousands of volunteers and supporters who worked with Reclaim Idaho over the past year. It's this strange situation where even as this proposal aims to subvert our initiative, it does so while potentially handing us a huge victory.
So let me ask you this, Luke. Do you feel that Governor Little basically cut your initiative off at the knees, but at the same time, do you think that the governor would have called this session and made this proposal if it wasn't for the Quality Education Act getting on the November ballot?
That's right. I mean, the way that we're thinking about this is that there's more than one way for an initiative like the Quality Education Act to succeed. The most common way for a ballot initiative in Idaho to succeed is to get to the ballot box and win the majority of the vote and then go into effect. But what we're seeing right now is that there's a different way that an initiative campaign can succeed, and that is to force the legislature and the governor to do something good that they wouldn't have otherwise done. And that's precisely what's happening now. If you were to go back 2 years before our initiative campaign began, and you were to think about a $410 million increase for public schools, that would have been seen by our legislators as an extreme proposal. Maybe only a handful of them would have voted for it. Today, we might very well see the vast majority of our legislators vote for $410 million because now, because of our initiative, $410 million is no longer seen as an extreme position. It's now seen as a moderate compromise. Mm. And it's very clear, and this is something that the volunteers all around the state are appreciating. It's very clear that we've changed the entire conversation around public schools and funding for public schools. And we consider that a great victory.
Well, in fact, Luke, we've heard from a lot of officials who say as long as more money goes into kids' education, they don't really care how it gets there or whose plan it is. Little has a lot of Democrats who have signed on to this bill, and other groups are supporting it as well. So if this passes in the legislature, do you see this still as a win for all of the work that your group and your volunteers have done, even though we do understand that the funding is different?
Absolutely. We would see this as a major victory for all the work that we've done. We would, if this proposal goes through, we'll have to regroup and talk about what our next move is. But without a doubt, part of what we'll be doing in the coming days and weeks is celebrating, because however you look at it, it's very clear that this is the largest investment in public schools that will have happened in decades. And for everyone who's watching it closely, it's also very clear that this never would have happened if not for the Quality Education Act.
So, Luke, even though, you know, one could say that, you know, the governor stopped your initiative in its tracks, at the same time, the argument can be made that you forced your group, forced the governor's hand. But I guess so did, you know, the majority of Idahoans who signed off on this to get it on the ballot.
Yes, I would say just that. I would say it's not just our organization, and it's also not just the 1,000 plus volunteers who worked to get it on the ballot. It's also the 100,000 Idahoans who signed the initiative. All together, they forced the governor and the legislature to do something on a larger scale than they ever would have considered previously. And we, as Reclaim Idaho, we really consider this, if this does go through, it is one of our great victories. You know, we've, in the few years we've been around, we were able to spearhead the campaign to expand Medicaid to 120,000 Idahoans. We filed a lawsuit to protect ballot initiative rights in Idaho and establish the initiative process as a fundamental right. And if this proposal goes through, we will have forced the legislature to invest $410 million in public education. And that's a tremendous victory, both for our organization and for the people of Idaho.
Well, look, I want to thank you for coming in. I'll let you get back to watching the special sessions and keeping track of that. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
We've been speaking with Luke Mayville. He is the co-founder of Reclaim Idaho, talking about today's special session of the Idaho Legislature and how it may affect the Quality Education Act come November.